On Tuesday, May 4th, the Board of Education is asking the voters to approve an $11.2 million bond issue for construction at the Birchview Elementary School. This will allow us to build 7 new classrooms, a new gymnasium, a library, art room, music room. And when it's completed, essentially Birchview will be a new school. This will allow us to house the 5th and 6th grade students at Birchview in self-contained classrooms. Will allow us to move the 7th and 8th grade students to the central side of the Ishpeming High School. Will allow us to then close the Phelps School and realize a savings of about $400,000 per year.
Okay, so what does it mean, I guess, for the average household in the district when you're looking at this kind of a bond issue?
Well, the millage will be for 2.95 mils. So for a home with a true value of roughly $60,000 and a taxable value of $30,000, that's about $88.50 a year. Or 25%, 25 cents a day.
25 cents a day, okay.
25 cents a day.
Well, it seems like, I'm guessing that since this is a project of this magnitude, this facility has needed some work, and this is really an opportunity to get a lot of it done, but also allow realignment in the district in terms of some of the grades.
Correct. This will make the Birchview School a K-6 school, which is something we've desired for quite a while, to get 5th and 6th graders in self-contained classrooms, and will also allow for some program advantages, especially at the high school. We will be able to share staff between 7th and 8th grade, teachers and the high school. So we get program advantages as well.
It sounds like it's probably when you present it and you talk about, you know, $11 million and this amount of money and everything, as you break it down to that into, you know, 20, 25 cents a day, $88 or so a year or whatnot, it seems manageable that way. But I'm sure that there are some people that are saying, well, can we afford anything right now? What do you tell them?
Well, I really say we can't afford not to do it. This truly is. The slogan of this campaign is our children, our vision, our future. And this really is the future of the Ishpeming School District. We have to consolidate downward. We have to consolidate inward. And in fact, this is something that our neighboring districts have already done. In essence, the Nice District did this when they built Aspen Ridge. They closed all of the outlying elementary schools and combined all of them into one school. Nagani did this with Pineview.
And it certainly seems like it is part of the kind of the trend. I know in the Marquette district, they're talking about right. With Bothwell and with other districts, we're hearing about some of the schools being realigned, some of the grades being realigned. How much of this is an effort to try to at least to maintain the quality of education for the students that you can use the money for programs and whatnot that you'd be saving?
Oh, that's what this entire program is about. I mean, sure, we would have a new school, but this is for the students. It's for the children. It's for program advantages. We hope to take the savings, the operational savings from closing Phelps, and pour it all back into programs.
There are a lot of issues that come up here when you talk about this kind of a bond issue that it seems like it's a lot of money or whatnot. What is the general tenor that you're hearing from folks? How are the alumni, how are the folks in the community taking this possible election? Even before you answer that, answer this. What happens if this doesn't pass?
Well, if this doesn't pass, now this is my opinion, but I see the district getting into a period where we just have to cut. And then you get to a point where you're not offering the programs you want to offer. So we want to get ahead of that. We want to be proactive and continue to offer excellent programs for our students.
Now, what is sort of the general tenor from folks that you're hearing?
You know, we're not telling anyone this isn't a tax increase. It is. But I think that people have to look at what they're getting for it. We have received a lot of positive response, but a lot of questions too. So we hope to get out as much information as we can to try to help people make a good decision. But one note about the financing of this, I guess, we were fortunate enough to receive from the Internal Revenue Service qualified school construction bonds. And what this means is the Internal Revenue Service will pay $9.3 million of the interest costs of these bonds. So not only do we think it's a good idea, but the Department of Treasury and the IRS have put their stamp of approval on this project as well.
For those that are just joining us that are listening in the district, the $11.2 million bond issue is up on the ballot on May 4th, and you're looking for the approval. What, again, is this money going for?
This money is going for construction at the Birchview School to build 7 new classrooms, a music room, an art room, a new gymnasium, a library, a computer lab, and do renovations throughout the entire Birchview School, in essence, to make it a new school. This will allow us to put 5th and 6th grade students at the Birchview School, so Birchview will be K-6, and move the 7th and 8th grade students to the Ishpeming High School, the central portion, and then we would close the Phelps School and realize the savings of nearly $400,000 per year.
And that'd be money that you could put toward other programs and other
uses. Put towards other programs for the students.
Mm-hmm. Again, if people have any questions, I'm sure they can contact the district, but is there a website and whatnot that they can find out more?
All of this information is on our district website, ishpemingschools.com. And if people have any questions, they can feel free to contact the office of the superintendent. And we'd be more than happy to answer any questions.